So how long did you stay at the academy for?
3 years.
So you were 11 then when you left there?
I was.
Right, and where did you go?
Rossall.
Which is
a school between Blackpool and Fleetwood.
Okay, right. Now, I seem to remember you saying before about, did you first go there by train or on your own or something? Or?
Yes, I did, yeah. It would be the September term, 1943, somewhere about September the 20th, I think.
A very precise memory.
Oh, I do remember it. It's who you are that I can't remember. I mean, but, yes, I put on the train at Dumfries. They were very crowded, the trains in those days. There's no question of getting a seat or anything. I don't think I knew trains had seats till about 1970. Change at Carlisle, change at Preston, and some of the trains had to change at Kirkham as well before getting to Fleetwood, but my route was made so I didn't have that extra change, and we were picked up at Fleetwood.
Now, had you seen the school before you went
there? Yes, I'd seen it once.
Been down to visit?
Yes, yeah.
Right. Well, were you nervous on that train journey then?
You should... Yes.
I'm not surprised. When you see the wee children going to the academy now, and when they leave, that's this school here, and go into town for the first time, they're absolutely terrified on the bus. Let alone a train journey like that.
I'm often thought of that poem, Goldsworthy, is it? Dragging unwillingly. Boy dragging himself unwillingly to school.
Yeah.
I was unwilling.
Yes, I'm not surprised. So you can't have taken much with you then, in terms of...
Well, there wasn't much to take in those days, because clothes rationing. I mean, our trunk had gone ahead.
Right.
Mm. Passenger luggage in advance.
Mm.
So it's really just night things and small suitcase. Yeah. Still got it.
And were how often do you come back? Were you a weekly boarder or just come back at...
No. Term.
Term.
Mm.
So you came back Christmas, Easter and summer?
Not Easter.
Right.
That was a short term, so... got that wrong. Yes, of course came back at Easter. We were allowed out, exeats as they call them at school, my parents came down in the summer and winter term to take me out, but the Easter term, the short term, and they didn't.
Right. And did you enjoy the school?
Yeah, looking back. Yes, but I mean, it's like a lot of things which, you don't enjoy them beforehand, sometimes. Or let's put it this way, a lot of things you look forward to in anticipation. I was not looking forward to it in anticipation, but once you got into it, you know.
Did you have a motorbike there or something? Wasn't there some funny business about that?
Yes, that was... my father gave me a motorbike when I was 16. And I was delighted with my motorbike. I was no good at sport at school, and I didn't enjoy it very much. Anyway, for the last year... I took my motorbike down there and kept it at a farm about a mile away from school. And on the weekends, we would go out onto the trough of Bowland, my study mate and I. Study mate I'm still in touch with, who comes up here in the old car, and didn't come this year for the first time, and I suppose he won't come in it again now, but... And I said, well, don't the school rules, aren't the school rules about that? I said, no, there aren't. I looked at them very carefully. We're not allowed bicycles there. The point being, and apparently, that people used to bicycle, they get very strong winds across the Irish Sea, and they're right on the coast. People used to go sort of biking out and then found the great strong wind against them and they weren't able to get back. And so I think school monitors, to which I never aspired to become, or any other monitor come to that, used to have bicycles, but and I reckon there was nothing to say there was no bicycles, no motor bicycles.
So were you caught with a motorbike?
No.
It remained a secret.
As far as I'm aware, you never know what people know, but it certainly never came to any problem to my have to explain. Although we thought we might have been seen on one occasion, and we came back as fast as we could, Russell Lane, about a mile long, the other end of the way, ran all the way back there and tried to establish alibis. Which were never tested, no. But we thought, we saw you on the motorbike. You'd sort of picked out a forgetful one master and said that been to have seen him or something. He must remember. And then, of course, if it had been put to him, everybody knows he would never remember anything, and would obfuscate things adequately. But anyway, I wouldn't put to the test. It's good fun, that.
And how old were you when you left school, then?
17.